I stared at the egg laying on my counter. It was a deep plum jewel tone. Beautiful, really. Actually gorgeous. If the darned egg would just stay that way, beautiful and purple and completely intact, there wouldn't be a problem. But there was a problem. The thing was cracking right open. That's right. That thing was hatching as if it was dying of thirst, and the creature inside knew I held a glass of the finest sweet tea. Which I did. I moved away from the quivering egg. What am I supposed to do with a dragon? Axel Rain, a.k.a. Mr. Sexy, wove strong fingers through his dark locks.
Raise it?
That's not funny.
I don't know, Pepper. I guess you're supposed to sell it to a witch for her familiar. Why else would Donovan have ordered it?
Yes, y'all, that's right. The name's Pepper Dunn, and I'm a witch. Oh, and I run a sweet little pet shop in the magical town of Magnolia Cove, Alabama. The store's called Familiar Place, and I specialize in matching witches with their pet familiars. Not all witches have familiars. I don't. A lot do, and I realize it's ironic that I am minus one furry little critter, but oh well. I also didn't always own this shop. My great-uncle Donovan left it to me several weeks ago. I'm still learning the lay of the land and about magic. I had no idea I was related to witches, or was even a witch myself before receiving a letter and moving here. It also started a wild chain of adventures since then, ending up with a special delivery of a dragon's egg. A large chunk of egg flew from the apex of the shell and landed on the linoleum floor. I gasped. Y'all, I wasn't trying to hide my fear. I was seriously nervous about a dragon. I mean, a dragon. What in tarnation was I supposed to do with a fire-breathing, treasure-stealing creature? I shot Axel, an expression filled with fear. He crossed to me and threaded his fingers through mine.
It's going to be okay.
I gripped his hand tightly. I have a seriously hard time believing that. A fissure ripped along the side of the egg. Why would Uncle Donovan have ordered a dragon? A dragon, Axel. It'll grow 1,000 feet high, destroy all of Magnolia Cove. Eat people. People. Axel stroked my arm.
It might be a vegetarian dragon.
I glared at him and he chuckled.
Come on, it's probably just like a dog. Could be all in how you raise it.
Sure, I mumbled. Whatever you say.